But we're going to move to another group now, the salps. And though they may look rather like unexciting little bags of jelly, salps may be the most efficient filter feeders in the ocean, according to a study just out in the journal PNAS. Salps are a sort of tunicate, a group of animals that also includes things called sea squirts, and they're actually surprisingly evolutionarily related to vertebrates. Salps are filter feeders, a few centimetres long, and they're either solitary or they can live in chains that can be hundreds of salps long. Up until now, scientists thought that although they were very efficient at filter feeding, using a mucus net-type structure, they could only catch food that was larger than the holes of a net. Fairly sensible assumption to make if you think about things like fishing nets and sieves. But Kelly Sutherland and her colleagues used lab experiments where they introduced specifically sized polystyrene balls of 0.5 to 3 micrometers in diameter to the salps to show that even the smallest particles were picked up at a higher rate than expected. So this means that the salps can eat a huge range of sizes of food. In the words of one of the paper's authors, it's a bit like being able to eat everything from the size of a mouse to the size of a horse. And this is really beneficial as it can allow the salps to survive on a wide range of different phytoplankton and zooplankton and other particles, which means that they're more efficient and can survive in more places than other animals that are more restricted to smaller or particularly larger sizes. Another really interesting suggestion made by the authors is that the salps could be contributing more than expected to the takedown of carbon. Because they take tiny, tiny particles in and then combine them into much larger fecal pellets, that allows carbon to be taken out of the top layer of the seawater and sink down to the ocean floor, locking it away. So efficient and important for the environment. Again, proof that you shouldn't judge an animal just by its looks.
Absolutely. I've seen salps sometimes when I've been scuba diving, and they really are very beautiful animals when you get up close.